like to follow that point. Jehoshaphat in chapter 17, we're told that he walked according to the path of David. We're told that he walked according to the commandments of the Lord. This speaks of fellowship. If you love me, keep my commandments. It speaks of having the fellowship and enjoying the presence of the Lord. And when we think of the fear of the Lord, in the verse that was mentioned in chapter 19, in verse 6, but for the Lord, or Jehovah, is with you in the judgment. Just this thought, the presence of the Lord is with you in this judgment. When we think about the fear of the Lord, it's really an acknowledgement of his presence among us. And I wonder oftentimes if we don't lose sight of his presence among his people today. When we think of the New Testament, we're reminded that where two or three are gathered unto my name, there I am in the midst, in the presence of them. What type of attitude should I then have? Brother Jake mentioned Malachi, and I had my Bible open to Malachi 3:16. They that feared the Lord. What was their occupation? They that feared the Lord spoke often one to another. Probably wasn't some of the things that we speak about to one another. No doubt, in the context, it was that remnant that had God's things in mind. So they were speaking of God's things. There was an acknowledgement of the presence of the Lord amongst them. And I think this is extremely important in the context of Jehoshaphat. What he's bringing forth is that he says, now, therefore, let the fear of the Lord be upon you and take care to do it, that there be no iniquity with the Lord our God, no partiality or taking bribes. It's challenging when we look at this verse twice. It says, it uses the term Jehovah, the God of relationship. That is who is there in their midst. That is who they are acknowledging the fear of the Lord. And then again, down in verse 9, and he commanded them, saying, thus you shall act in the fear of Jehovah faithfully and with an undivided heart, a loyal heart. So when we think about this thought that they that feared the Lord spoke often one to another, and what was going on in heaven while they were speaking here, says that the Lord saw it and it was recorded. And the Lord records as we fear him. He takes note. To fear the Lord has the thought of reverentially being in awe of who he is, reverentially acknowledging his presence among us. Now, if we apply this to situations that we find ourselves in, I think there's a great challenge for us when there's difficulties that come into an assembly. We take sides. I take sides with this brother, and you take sides with that brother, and probably neither side is the Lord's side. And instead of taking sides, what we ought to do is acknowledge the presence of the Lord in our midst. This is the fear of the Lord. This is how we practice the fear of the Lord. Just one practical example of this. I remember years ago in an assembly, about 30 some years ago in an assembly, there was difficulties. And the brothers were together and it was getting heated. And the one brother was raising his voice and the other brother was raising his voice. And the oldest brother in the meeting, with tears in his eyes, he got up. And he said, brethren, can we acknowledge the head of the assembly? And he knelt down in the room. He acknowledged the presence of the Lord. And things were changed. This is what it means to fear the Lord.